we start the new week with clearing skies and warmer temperatures for the next couple of days. Good morning, it's 9:04, and this is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. Illinois and Iowa have seen near-record low rainfall since mid-September. The winter is expected to be much different. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says we can expect a wetter-than-expected winter, especially the back half of the season.
We are expected to have a weak La Nina this year. We'll see if that happens or not as we move into winter. But for the December through February three-month period for winter, right now for central Illinois, we're showing the best signs of above normal precipitation.
Ford says it's too early to say how much snow we can expect. He says winter temperatures should be close to the norm, but temps will stay above average through fall. Election Day is next Tuesday, November 5th, and the Quad Cities primary public transportation services will be offering rides at no cost on that day. On the Iowa side, this includes Bettendorf Transit and Davenport City Bus in Illinois Metrolink. Riders can plan or track their trips and discover more route information by downloading the City Bus app or by visiting metroqc.com. WVIK Quad Cities weather sunny today. High near 71. Overnight, mostly cloudy, windy, and a low of 65. For Tuesday, sunny, breezy, high of 82. On Point, the Georgia Supreme Court has blocked the state's Republican-led election board from enforcing new election rules requiring so-called reasonable inquiries into results before certification. A board member who pushed for the rule changes shares her perspective today at 1 on Point here on WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.